words. The other part is the way it's presented in numbers with projections kind of shows that everything even looks all right, because I look at our cash. I looked at our cash today. I was at the station, and it looks like we've got lots of cash. But the fact is that the listener income that's coming in, a lot of that are monthly payments from the previous fiscal year's fund drives. Those are going to end, and they may be renewed or they may not. If the trend continues with our fund drives, some of those won't. So, again, there's a false sense of security in the amount of money that's coming in and what we're going to have. And I think we need to look at how we present it in what we say, but also how we present it in these numbers, because projections aren't showing, you know, what's really going to happen, which I, you know, is what you're saying. You're saying that, you know, these drives are going to drop, our funds are going to drop, our income is going down. But if I look at, like, the projections, it looks like, you know, most of us are over. So I don't know how to address that. I'm kind of asking you, other than to say that, you know, it's very difficult to keep telling people a year from now, a year from, or and a half from now, we're going to be in trouble when we keep getting reports that say we had $1 million fund drive, or we went over goal, or we've got projections that show lots of cash, because the cash isn't going to continue. So how do we get people to get real without changing the way we're presenting this stuff?
Yeah, that's a very good point. People always want to put a positive, optimistic face on the finances. And, you know, Casey, in the past it's been true because our revenue has been increasing. Of course, in the last 3 years it's been flat. But the history has been, and since 2001, our revenues have gone up 20% some years. 22% 1 year. But we are at the end of rising revenues for the foreseeable future. And your point is well taken, that people sometimes will even change the goal, make it lower, and then say we achieved goal, ignoring the fact that that was not the dollars or the goal that was needed in order to balance the budget in the long term. But what to do? I'm looking at K right now. And I'm looking at the projections I have for K, and I'm not going to pick on K or anything. But the annual total on projection is $41,000 against a budget of $4,000. It looks like they're over a budget by $37,000. But as I mentioned before,
wait, what did Casey just say?
It's not real.
Yes, that's true. The point is that in order to have the funds needed for the very next month, you need $250,000, not $41,000. Where
right.
would it come from? You can say, well, we're going to have a fund drive in October, and we'll have money by the second or third week. That's true as well. But you need at least half a month, and that will be $125,000. So you're going to need money from whatever your reserves are to get you through the period. However, what I'm saying here is that even in that October drive, a lot more uncertainty about how much you can really raise, and it likely will be less, not the same as this year or last year. So we are at, well, it's nervous making, because we have to change how we live.
This is Dave.
Can I get on the stack too after Dave?
Dave Baruti.
Yeah, I think Casey's saying something different, and I'm not sure I fully agree with her. She's saying that according to her projections, based on the percentage of fulfillment and the pledge amounts in the drive, that we are not going to make the listener support number that was budgeted. And what I understand from looking at these income statements, which have in the past, with the exception of one period last year where there was for about a 3 or 4 month period a $40,000 reduction each month in KPFK's end-of-year projections. With the exception of that, they've been pretty reliable. And according to this projection, hang on, I'll get over there, it shows us meeting goal. So where is the gap between what Casey thinks is going on, i.e., we're not meeting goal, and the projections would show us meeting goal, and in fact exceeding by close to 40,000. The other point, although that's in the bottom line, so maybe some of that's reduced expenses. But the other point is, again, KPFK does have cash reserves in the bank to cover any float over that, you know, half-month period. Anyhow, so those are my comments. Where is the difference between what Casey is saying she thinks is happening based on the number of drives and the percentage fulfillment,
but they
the numbers that are showing up in the income statement?
Go to line K375.
Okay, let's go to K375. I'm there. Total income.
Yeah,
the budgeted for the year is 3.7 million, 3.66, and
forecast
is 3.7.
YTD. K375 shows that you have raised, as of, I guess, May, $2,511,000.
Against 260 budget.
Against a budget of 2.6 million. You're off $90,000.
Okay, well, just let's take that year-to-date number. Casey's working off of two previous drives in this fiscal, each raising about $1,050,000, which, if you consider 80% fulfillment, puts you at $1.6 million, yet we're showing $2.5 million already booked, already in. So the answer to Casey's question is we're raising revenue from other sources, clearly.
No, I think
we are on target.
But let me just
This is LaVarne. Can I just, if you have prior drives also. So if in the planning process, if you show the revenue that's coming in from prior drives, you know, you have your the process where it's like a continuing payment to the station. So some of that is like prior drives, the funds that are continuing to come in.
Sure,
but it's still not to the point.
Sure, but prior drive money from money that dribbles in next year from this year will be this, you know, in the same place. The point is we had a projection that we'd raise a certain amount, and if you look at us to date, we're on target for that amount. And
here's the danger, Dave. You have not had your third drive yet.
I understand if that third drive's down, but that's not the point that Casey was making. Casey was making the point, I thought, that we are not making the goal, listener support goal, because the numbers don't add up based on the fulfillment and the pledge amount.
Madam Chair?
Rudy? Casey, you were going to...
Thank you. I just wanted to say that my point actually is that while we're bringing in stuff from the prior drives in the prior fiscal year, if you look at trends, those things are not going to all be renewed.
Right.
And you cannot live in this year. You have to live 2-3 years in the future. And the fact is, the trend is that we're not bringing it in. Last year, we brought in a lot more than $740,000 of fund drive. And, I'm a development person. That's what I do for a living. And I've been walking around from organization to organization telling them, well, you know, donations are down because of the tsunami and because of Katrina and blah, blah, blah. And philanthropic, you know, research report came out yesterday saying that's not the case. You know, that most organizations are still doing what they did even before those disasters hit previous years. We are not experiencing that. We're experiencing a downward trend. And we can't just look at our cash right now.
Well, that's not what I heard you saying. I heard you making a different argument.
Okay, thanks. Rudy?
I just wanted to get clear as to what should be in the budget. So my understanding is that the budget is supposed to reflect fulfillment. In other words, when we put these numbers in here, they're supposed to be after you recognize that everybody's not going to fulfill their pledge.
Right.
So I think that when people are setting a pledge drive, well, at least my understanding is that what they should be doing, they know they're only going to collect 75% to 80% of what their pledge drive goal is. So that's the goal that they should be setting, and the budget should reflect that 75% to 80% in terms of the actual cash that they expect to have available to cover expenses. But your pledge drive goal should be the million if you only need $750,000. But if you need a million, then you've got to, obviously it's got to be higher. So, and I'm pretty sure that that's what we're doing locally. We set our drive based on knowing what our fulfillment rate is, not assuming that we're going to collect 100% of everything that's pledged. So.
Yeah, and that was my assumption, Baruti. But you know, then when you look at what's happening at K, our goal is even being set below budget.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'm sorry. Who is that?
That's
Brian.
Sorry.
Okay. Sure.
I guess I should say Brian instead of Madam Chair.
Yeah, well, I recognize your voice, but I wanted to be certain. Brian, please go ahead.
I think, Casey, one point of confusion might be that the listener support line in the budgeting process encompasses more than just fund drive revenue. All our direct mail appeals and our telemarketing appeals are budgeted on that line as well at KPFA. So if you add up the goals minus the fulfillment factor for all our fund drives, it's going to be less than our listener support line, and I would assume the same is the case at K.
Well,
the other thing with looking at fulfillment is that you have to be careful. You don't have a good fulfillment statistic until you're 1 year out from your drive, because a set portion of people who give, they break this up into payments over the course of a year. They're not gifts in perpetuity, but you can't close out your fulfillment rate till a year left. And that is reflected in the cash flow forecasting in all our budget documents.
Right. Can I respond to that? I understand that, which is why I looked at which portion was coming in from the previous year. But the other part is that this is something, you know, that we've been trying to deal with ever since I've been on, as far as the budgeting process and the booking process are totally different. We budgeted listener support based on fund drives. We didn't budget because we have still not been able to get definitions of line items. We put money in other income for things like, you know, drops and stuff like that, and looked at our development expenses in order to offset those. So we're all budgeting differently because we can't get a definition of what these line items encompass, and we all need to be doing it the same way.
Okay, Dave?
And then I would
like to speak. I have the impression we based it on what we'd done the prior year, and that the contents of that line was what it had been the prior year, which is just as Brian has said, it's not entirely the fund drive.
That's accurate.
I mean, I remember the projection for the fund drives was something around 2.6 on the year. So if you have and that was based on 85% fulfillment, which is what we've been doing. And again, there is a tail. There's an exponential tail on it. So money dribbles in. We're only at 75% now, but, you know, because some of that's electronic funds transfer that are happening monthly and the rest of it. So I want to separate the two points that Casey's making, which is, and I think Lyon's making, which is, one, the need to project for changes in what we can expect. And the other point, which shouldn't be mixed in with it, is where are we relative to what we said we were going to do? And as near as I can figure from looking at the income statement, we're right where we said we were going to be, and even a little bit over. And that the fact that it's $1 million drive or $1,050,000, the fulfillment rate is absolutely incorporated into that projection, and we're on target as near as I can see.
10% more.
Okay.
This is Lonnie. I'm coming to feeling that each station there will be different questions and different issues, but the overall larger issue, need as a finance committee to establish some sort of goal around what we may recommend in the circumstances that we face. Now, I'm prepared to make some recommendations, but I'm wondering if we need we need a working group on this. If we need a way to go into this in more detail in terms of what are the issues that we
This is LaVarne. I'm sorry.
This is LaVarne. I'm sorry, Lainey, were you through?
Yeah, I'm just asking the question. What do you think?
I think that, you know, we've kind of gone around on this subject a number of meetings, and at one time we had a couple of motions out saying that we needed to convene a national finance staff, including treasurers, business managers, national staff, as appropriate to address these issues. We've talked about this last year about the chart of accounts and the consistency. And I thought we'd kind of come to an agreement. And in fact, when you did your brief report, you actually said something at the board meeting, we need to address these issues. So, you know, we need to, you know, like make a step and put something down on addressing these issues. And maybe, although all the chairs will not be available in New York, perhaps we can convene, like you, I think you had suggested this, Lonnie, to take some time while we're in New York and talk about these. Maybe we can set up, I know this is a late date, some type of conference call and get the treasurers on there while we're there in New York. But, you know, we definitely need to do something and have something, some outline as we go into the planning process, because otherwise we continue to discuss these and we haven't really made any type of inroads of putting a stake in the ground on these issues. So what do you think?
Well, you know, I did in my response to about where we were with them. The business managers are prepared for to do a conference call on that Thursday.
Oh, okay. On when?
On that Thursday, 2 hours, they're willing to set aside for a conference call.
Thursday the...
Yeah, next, so...
That's the first.
A week from today.
The first.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The treasurers find time to join the call. We can start the process of saying, what are we faced with financially? What are some ways in which we can clarify some issues, but also clarify some procedures? But above all, I'm mostly concerned about how do we look at the budget in light of what we're seeing is happening this year.
Right, exactly. And to do that, like you're saying, we need to have a group to so that, you know, everyone can give their input as to what they think or what they know they are doing so
yeah.
that we can come to some type of understanding of where you would like to the process to go, Lonnie. And,
yeah, I'm
you know.
Ready to do that. I'm suggesting that on Thursday, a week from today, from 2 to 4, that the business managers are ready to participate, GMs to some extent, and the treasurers. If we could all get on that call.
2 to 4, what time?
East Coast time.
Okay, so you'll be on the East Coast at that time?
Yes.
Okay, now I will just be getting in at that. I mean, I won't get in until like 3 o'clock myself, but that's okay. So, and you've invited, are the other people on this call aware of that?
I did the business managers. I wanted to ask the treasurers.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's welcome.
Uh-huh.
And we start the process of saying, how are we doing with the budget priorities? How are we doing with the budgets? What are the timetables we're working against? And what do we do as we will have finished the May drive so people have a clear idea where things have ended up? Then we're in a position to see, look at what we need to do to make the budgeting process successful and to take into consideration the issues we're seeing that are presented this year.
Okay, so consistency on the chart of accounts, looking at listener income, you know, how do you define that? How do you account for major, I'm sorry, for large endowments? And so those are the things that will be on the table for 2 to 4. So let me just ask a question. Who on this call will be available for that on next Thursday?
You might be better off asking who won't.
All right. And they are? 2 to 4 Thursday, June the 1st, who will not be available at that time?
I'm not sure I'll be in New York at that time, but I'm not
yeah.
sure where I'll be.
Yes, same here. Okay, so it's only Dave, and I will not be available. Well, I could be for the last half hour or so. Okay, and so the other, so we have every, we don't have Sandra Rawline on the call.
I can email people.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds like a good start. Are there any other, which we'd like to continue this discussion, or can we move on?
I have my issues, too, though, Madam Chair. You know, I'm wanting that group, too, to get their best thinking on what we do about the state of the finances in Pacifica. I need input, and see if there are some good solutions that we might want to look at in connection with budgeting for next year, too.
This is Dave.
Sure, Dave.
I heard Lonnie talking about different things than you were talking about, so I think it would be helpful to be clear about what is going to be going on at that meeting. Because what I heard Lonnie talking about was budget priorities, and what I heard you talking about was budget processes.
I think he said both. Didn't you say process, Lonnie? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think we need to do both. I think we need to do both.
Okay.
That's a lot for 2 hours.
Quite a lot.
Well, it's input time. You got to have a budget. And to do that budget, we need to address some of these issues.
If I can make a recommendation from experience, if you have the agenda ready ahead of time so you don't spend a half an hour to an hour on that.
We'll do.
Okay. This is Brian.
Sure. Brian?
Just in terms of being able to discuss actuals from the drive, I don't know how KPFA will be positioned to do that. One thing we have to analyze once all the data is inputted is how the transmitter problems in Fresno have affected this drive. It's about 10% of our giving, but doesn't actually affect the station's finances because it's all passed along to KFCF. The transmitter's been down since early January and only just restored. And the subjective impression from the phone room is that there's hardly any pledges coming in from the Valley right now. But we won't have time to crunch that data out of MEMSIS to tell how much closer KPFA is to meeting the budgeted income from the fund drive rather than the actual fund drive goal.
Any idea where you guys are now, Brian?
Where we're at now?
Yeah.
In terms of the goal, based on today's fundraising, I'd say we're going to come in $80,000 to $100,000 short.
In pledge amount,
yeah. But the goal we set is based on income for both KPFA and KFCF. They come through the phone room, the same phone room, but then all the donations to KFCF are passed straight along to KFCF. So if we're seeing a significant drop-off from their signal area because of the transmitter problems they've been having, they're going to be screwed. It's not going to affect our finances as heavily. We won't be able to do a zip code check on the giving by Thursday of next week and do a full report out on this drive.
This is LaVarne. On the KFCF, you know, I was just concerned in terms of, I believe the latest report I heard was that they have an additional payment of about $10,000 on the transmitter. So maybe if we can get an update, maybe at the PNB meeting, we can talk about KFCF's contribution to keeping Pacifica on the air during the lockout in 99. And although we're talking about the finances, but, you know, in terms of what KFCF means to not just KPFA, but Pacifica, maybe we can talk about some
solidarity
means of assistance. Absolutely. Absolutely. So just we'll throw that out, and maybe we can talk about it at the I can talk with Vince
Bedoyan.
Dick, yeah. Right. Okay. All right, so that's just an idea. But, yeah, I think KFCF means a lot to Pacifica, not just to KPFA. Okay. Is there anything next? Any additional comments we will make about? I think if we look at the agenda, we've sort of talked about the update on station fundraising.
Actually, there's one more thing before we leave the CFO report.
Go ahead.
We had talked about a policy for credit card use, and you were going to draft that. Have you had an opportunity to do that?
Point of order, that's in the agenda later on.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I do have something more on the CFO report, though.
Go ahead, Brian.
KPFA's forecast showing a $32,000 variance on the debt retirement line. That's under cash and capital. I was wondering what's going on there.
Well, in some time in the past, apparently that's a payback to KPFA for certain loans. And I'm told that they get a reduction in essential services, which is why you see a negative number there. And that's a repayment that's been going on for some time.
Yes.
But, I mean, last year it was one-tenth that. Do you have any idea what's behind the rapid change in the rate of repayment?
Well, with one-tenth?
Last year, I'm going off the top of my head here, but I seem to remember the entire repayment over the course of the year being around
$3,000. No, $3,200.
Yeah. But you're projecting $32,300 against a budget of $814,000. I'm sorry. Against a budget, you're projecting $32,300 against a budget of
$3,500. I'm looking at it now, Brian, seeing what I see here. The actual cash is a reduction. It's a repayment for the loan, although I can't find documentation for it. I just take it as. But the budget, yes, that's what the budget number they put in there. So I didn't change it. But the cash is actually being reduced, so the loan's being paid back.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I don't know.
Other questions?
uh,
I'm sorry, Lonnie, I didn't mean to cut you out, but...
I look a gift horse.
That's what I'm saying, but...
No, I just, look, we're looking at projections. Something looks like it's off a digit. I want to make sure we're working with real money.
Okay. It's real.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions there? So the next item actually was the budget priorities and also in terms of where we are on the budget timeline. So I sent out the proposed budget timeline, I think, again, with the agenda. And can we kind of just go over quickly with that and then the issues that Casey said that we should address? Maybe you can restate those, Casey, and we can attempt to discuss those.
Issues that I said we should address.
Oh, for the agenda. I'm sorry. My note taken is very bad. Timeline, we said update on the timeline, and Lonnie had mentioned budget priorities.
I think what I added was the piece in the, I mean, if we're looking at the timeline, that covers it. And then
okay.
my other thing had to do with the governance. So.
Right. Okay, and then we have that down in the update. Okay, Lonnie, can you sort of just give us a quick update on that? I don't think that on the
talking about
priorities.
The budget priorities.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
Well, as you know, the call for the budget priorities went out I think early April. Stations have been slow to respond, although there has been some discussions we've had around those priorities with various stations. We, of course, done it internally here at the national office as well. The approach that we've taken to the budget priorities, of course, is that budget priority ranking sheet, which everyone did get, and people are looking to see if that can get done. I'm not aware of any LSB at this point that has actually taken up the budget priorities ranking sheet, although general managers have started to look at it, and maybe some finance committee or two at the station level. Here's what I know at this point. At KPFK, maybe you folks at K can chime in, but Eva did mention some of the budget priorities that she felt would be on the list. And these are just, they're not fully budgeted out items. They're just priorities or even a wish list that people feel would be appropriate. Let's go over K first. Outreach was one of the three. For Kay, that she felt that outreach was something that the LSB, and she was certainly endorsed. Spanish language programming as a priority was also on her list. And there was, I believe, she felt there might be a need to increase the number of stringers that were on board. Those are the three I'm remembering, but memory being what it is, and it wasn't written down. But that's what I got from her so far, and people at Kay may know better than I do. And in more detail, but that's not what I'm remembering. WBAI, all their priorities focused, as you might expect, around finances and money. And we're looking at, again, seeing if the building, which is expensive, if there's some alternatives to not having to pay $250,000 in rent on that lease. They are struggling with cash and as I think I mentioned to you before, I guess I didn't, is that their next year, CPB has informed us that there'll be a reduction in our allotment. I guess I did mention it to some folks, but here's the announcement that we've gotten word, and it's in my CFO report, come to think of it, that CPB has announced that there will be a reduction in our FY07 allotment from CPB, that is October 1st, 2016. Six, yeah, boy, a few months. It amounts to $219,000. It's in my CFO report, but it turns out the station that was hurt the most, WBAI, reduction of $109,000. If you look at my CFO report, I have detailed how each station has been impacted. Yet another piece of news to deal with in the budgeting process. So the priorities for I are going to be predictably financial priority. Looking at A, talks with the GM and the business manager they have some ongoing expenses related to rehabbing the building from some water issues where water is seeping in. They've hired a soil engineer, consultant, and they are looking at where that foundation is leaking and if there's more work to be done. So they need to take care of the foundation issue first. They're doing some internal organization there, which Lim Lim and Greg have been discussing. Maybe you have some information in that area, but they've been busy working on that, and they started the process. The other one is salaries at KPFA. They are aware of the fact that the salaries there and the number of FTEs may be higher than there are at other stations. But and that they're needing to look at that. They are aware of the fact that expenses are high, and they're looking at every expense in the connection with the budget. They've already done a draft budget, and so they've done their homework. So we've got budget material, a draft budget from them, but it hasn't gone to the LSB. Just to give Greg and I an idea of what they're thinking about. I won't say much more than that. KAIT. These priorities center around that transmitter, and they need to have that transmitter done, and they need to raise money because they're trying to get the transmitter may mean more revenue. And having that transmitter upgraded, and they're thinking in terms of having that transmitter have both analog and digital capacity, and they're working hard to get the money from CTC to do a digital component to that analog transmitter, even as they update the analog transmitter. It's a priority for them, and they've been spending time and money on it. That seems to be the big one for them, although I don't have anything in writing. Who's that leave? Oh, National Office. Well, Greg, you want to speak to a little bit of that? And
sure. We're looking at priorities, most of which we hope that would be potentially revenue generating, and I think I sent to you a kind of a preliminary list. There have been some preliminary discussions already with the archives, with Ursula for the affiliates, have received some budget priorities and budget requests also from Pete and John relating to technology needs. We haven't completed these, but they have actually been pretty forthcoming in making clear what their priorities and requests are. The likelihood of being able to meet all of them is pretty low, and I think we've seen some of them before. But what I've tried to develop is a series of priorities which take into account what they are calling for in terms of effort, and focusing on, I guess I would say, ultimately three basic areas. One is the area of reorganization of national production and the kind of a consolidation of budget requests so that areas such as development and outreach are dealt with rather than on a individual basis for the affiliates, for the archives, for programming, and for our own office, but are consolidated. These requests are consolidated into one coordinated budget category. Similarly with programming as well, and with technology. And so did some of you get that list that I sent around?
I received it. Thanks, Greg.
I wasn't able to get everybody's email who's on the committee. I sent it to those for whom I had email, and I asked you all to share that. The number one priority is in essence to reorganize and also to expand our capacity, even though we're in a period of tight resources. And the two areas, and then to bring some of these areas, like I mentioned, development, outreach, programming, and technology into a more coherent budget structure. And then the two areas of programming, obviously, are public, which are priorities, are news and public affairs. I haven't put numbers to that yet because all of these issues are still in flux, but obviously the most expensive area for us is news, and we are obviously committed to continuing English language news broadcast on a regular basis, which is to say Free Speech Radio news is broadcast, hopefully, or certainly something on the level and with the same commitment that we have with FSRN, and we're in, you know, continuing the negotiations with us. And so right now we're budgeting with that in mind, with FSRN in mind, but also Spanish language half hour as well. And that really accounts for the largest chunk of our national budget and our biggest priority. And I don't want to go into too much depth on this now, but having made a commitment to this Spanish language news broadcast, to simply put it on the air as an isolated one half hour in a predominantly English language and unrelated programming block would, in my opinion, be very self-defeating. And so I think by making this commitment, we are ultimately making a commitment to a larger block of programming that's Latino-related. I'll go into that more in New York. Public affairs, we obviously are continuing the commitment to Democracy Now!, but we also have an archive show that has already started and that I think we should continue, but I think that should become part of the national programming picture rather than a strictly archive production. That is to say, if it is programming and it is production, it is a national programming item, not an archives item. And I'm also talking about a new public affairs election season show, which would actually have a rather low cost and could generate a significant amount of revenue, or at least based on past experience. And then the two other items are our technology enhancement. The requests are probably more than we can meet, but obviously we need to continue to upgrade our equipment, our streaming capacity. We need to accelerate the move to digitization, and I think it would be very foolish to put that on a low priority now. I almost want to put it higher than programming because I think that's really what's holding the network back right now, is that we are not capable of generating new platforms that will, in the long term, generate new revenue streams, and we have to really move on that quickly. And finally, we need a better promotional effort, but we can't spend a lot of money on it, and so what we're going to have to do is make better use of all of the skills that we have right now, and that involves a coordinated effort. And so I think that some money is going to have to be put toward that, but rather than granting requests from each individual unit, such as archives and the affiliates coordinator and to some extent some of what the stations do, that needs to be developed on a consolidated basis and organized nationally. Those are my main priorities, and what they amount to, if we actually can find the money for them in the long term, it probably means somewhere in the neighborhood of $250,000 additional spending. But two-thirds of that is in the area of programming, and some of those are actually of those items are actually included in the projections of stations, because they are programs which are funded to some extent by local contributions. FSRN is funded that way. Spanish language is slated to be funded that way as well. And the new series is actually a much smaller cost. So I see the possibility of about, as I say, about $200,000 to $250,000 in additional spending if we were to actually implement these. The question is whether we're really going to be able to do that and present a balanced budget, and that's what we don't yet know. There are some potential revenue implications of this. we think that this new programming does have its own capacity to not only pay for itself, but to actually bring in additional money. It also enhances our ability to do national fundraising, which to some extent can be shared with the stations as well. What are the other, I'm trying to think of what the other revenue side items were to some of these items, the priority. Can you help me on that?
Yeah, what were the list? Well, yeah, we think that FSRN revenues are possible. Working with FSRN, if they were to reorganize slightly, they can be seen as producers. They can bring more revenue into
also, because we would potentially have access to their affiliates and another organizational link we have now.
And a mailing list, too.
Yeah.
Outreach, potential revenue producer, depending on how you do it. If you develop products, sellable. But in the end, to the extent we own our content, or to the extent we license our content, there can be a revenue from those activities. So all in all, there is a revenue side to much of what is in those particular priorities or revenue potential.
Even the Spanish language news program can potentially be a plus for us, but I think only if it is combined with a larger commitment. That is to say, other programming, much of which is already being produced in stations, being rescheduled so that it creates a larger block of programs which would be much more apt to attract a loyal long-term listenership.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. We'd certainly like to appreciate, you know, both Lonnie and Greg. And Greg had sent this out, and this is what I was trying to send out once I returned to my house today, but AOL seems to be down. But my question is, for the PNB meeting, although we have discussed this at this time, I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead in the agenda, but are there questions, comments? Okay. Go ahead, Dave. Brian?
Greg, I would just caution you to look at one thing with the merger, which is overlapping foundation relationships. I know FSRN and Pacifica have at least two foundation supporters in common. Some of them don't like to give multiple grants to the same organization. So you may have some lost revenue potential there, too. I don't know.
I'm not sure what you're referring to off the top of my head. What foundations? Well, I guess maybe you don't want to say here, but you know, yeah, I'll consider that when we sit down at the table with them. Let's put it that way.
Right. I mean, all it takes is a phone call to your program officers at the foundations. But I know there's overlap with Mateel between KPFA and FSRN.
Oh, I see. With the stations, I see. Yeah, not with the national office, but with individual stations.
Right. It's all one entity. I mean, it's all one 503 as far as the foundations are concerned.
Right, except that we are not necessarily aware, tracking those funds directly here. Are we? Are you? No.
Right.
Okay, great. Any other comments?
Thank you, Brian.
Sure.
Okay. Well, certainly we'd like to appreciate both reports. Certainly like to appreciate Greg for sending this out. And as far as the timeline, I'm sorry, did you address that at the beginning? I have to step away for a second. Lonnie, did you address in terms of where we are on the timeline? I know we had proposed for the station budgets, the draft station budgets, we had said that we would go into the, it would be due like June the 15th. Is that still what we're looking at now?
Well, I would have to say by the June 20th or so, yes, we'll have some draft budgets.
Okay.
And I just hope that for those GMs, but that the LSBs will have to have an opportunity to weigh in too. Not finally, but at least an initial. But I will have, working with the general managers and the business managers, the draft budgets by the third week in June. That's why I was proposing June 29th.
Okay. So just a question for the treasurers, in terms of meeting with your LSBs and having perhaps a draft budget, do you have an idea that you perhaps will have a date in mind before, I think we said, before June the 20th, or will the LSBs have an opportunity to look at the budget? What about you, Casey?
Yeah, our GM is working on her draft this weekend. She's going to get something to me by Tuesday. And then our finance committee's meeting on the 5th. So it should be to the LSB before then, so we should be okay. I do have one question about the budget calendar, though, and that is that, you know, the first thing on the budget calendar had to do with the CFO meeting with the treasurers to go over the paperwork process and the submission process.
Right.
Can I assume that that's part of what's going to happen on the 7th or on the 1st?
Lonnie?
Oh, you mean at the board meeting? Yeah. Well, I did.
Okay.
I have been in contact with several treasurers around that issue of budget priorities. I did issue an email answering questions around it. I have met with some of them on the priorities, and I had some refinements.
Right. But my understanding is that that is not with regard to budget priorities. What it's about is the process for submission. For example, many of us last year didn't get worksheets, so we got tied up because we didn't understand the process. And,
yeah, at the board meeting next week on the conference call, we'll try to get all of that straightened out so people will have.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. What about Baruti? How is the BAI doing?
Bogged down in this fund drive. So I'm hoping that we're going to get something in the next week or so. At least that's the first draft that we can look at. But I haven't gotten a definitive commitment, so I'm going to work on that for early next week.
Next week? But in terms of with the PNB coming to New York, do you think that you'll be able to get that next week?
Well, no, I'm going to try to get a commitment. I don't think I'm going to get it next week.
Okay.
I can get some kind of commitment next week. But no, I definitely. I don't anticipate having it next week.
Okay. A, Brian?
The budget priorities, the business managers collected them from the staff, the board's seen the list. I haven't been able to get anyone to show up for a finance committee meeting. I'm hoping to give another crack at pulling one together as soon as this fund drive's closed out. So I'll be trying to schedule one for the end of next week, start of the following week.
Yeah, because I'll be in New York at the end of next week.
Right.
Yeah, so that won't work. In fact,
we'll talk off the call and make sure
absolutely.
You can come.
Right, because my big nephews will be at my house though while I'm in New York.
I'll take them.
Go ahead.
In terms of the budget, I know the manager's putting the final touches on something. She'll be able to show the board pretty soon. That's something we'll want to take through committee first too.
I'm sorry, I did not hear you.
In terms of the budget,
yes.
It sounds like we're in the same situation as Kay. The manager has a working document
okay.
that she doesn't feel is presentation grade yet, but she's hoping to have something to share with the board as soon as they've closed out this drive.
Okay. And, Lonnie, do you know what is going on with T and with the PFW?
They're both really preoccupied with those fund drives.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing much, as far as I know, and they haven't met with their LSBs yet. But what we did do is, I think a month ago, we did mock budgets where we were looking at the expenses that might that were going to be involved in the budget. So mock budgets were done. But the draft budgets where the detail has not been done, to my knowledge.
Okay.
But they'll get done. But I haven't seen a first draft from anyone.
Okay. And... as far as for the national office, are you still in the position where you're waiting to see, or you have done like a mock or a draft budget for the national office?
No, not for the national office as such. We've received drafts of requests from individual, let's say, units,
mm-hmm.
but we haven't consolidated them yet, and we have to kind of wait. They're sort of interactive with the local station budget, so before we can really plug things in, we have to see where they're. you know, what their, to some extent, what their priorities and what they include in their own budgets. So, I mean, we could generate it now, but it would be unwise to do it without seeing more from the stations first.
Or perhaps, you know, just your basic in terms of what you expect, and then your programs and your income will be
yeah.
Extra.
Now, we begin to know on the revenue side. We don't know exactly yet, but on the expense side, we've already generated some projections.
Right.
We're waiting. I think it would be premature to do that right yet.
You know, this is another thing that you know we had a basic process, or I can bring our format that we had for KPFA, where we looked at for the national office the headcount by position. You know, we still expect to see that. And, you know, we had ARC charts also we tried to do. So for the national office, we would expect to see, you know, if you're looking at the expenses, that include the headcount by position and when you plan to, if there are any if there's hiring, when you plan to bring that on board, like on a calendar by month.
Yeah, that we can provide you. That's not a problem. You did receive an organizational chart at the last BMB meeting, however.
Okay, good. Right. Yeah,
so we'll have the national by the 29th, too. We'll have
29th of June?
Yeah, we're going to put them all together. That's the goal.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay, very good. Are there any questions, comments, additional?
I have a comment.
Dave.
It's a huge advance over last year, but we're going to have it months earlier. We're making progress, and we should, I think, take notice of that and appreciate it.
Okay, very good. Okay, are we ready to move to the next?
Thanks, Coach Polani.
Yeah, thank you very much. Are we ready to move? Okay. The next item was, I think we did the update on station fundraising. Or can we just go through that again? Because Brian had given us details on KPFA, and then Lonnie had given us a goal versus the projection. Are there any updates to those numbers that you had given us earlier, Lonnie?
No. They're in my, I have an update on A. That was the only one.
Right.
The ones are pretty steady.
Okay, and when does K's Drive begin?
K's Drive is sometime in June, but when is it, Casey?
I think it's the 6th. Tuesday.
By the way, I would mention for all the drives, they have had to extend days.
It's June 13th through June 25th.
Sorry.
KPFA hasn't extended.
Oh, KPFA is doing 18 days.
Less than. I mean, we took time out to do live national coverage.
Oh, yeah?
We're finishing Friday on schedule. We're just finishing short, not long.
Not going into the weekend?
You can't go into a holiday weekend.
It's Memorial Day.
Yeah.
We're talking about it. I'm glad they didn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, very good. Thanks for the update, Lonnie, Brian. The next item on the agenda is the financial impact of motions before the PNB. We had 20 minutes for this. It's already 7:17. You want to try to go for? We said we'd look at the motions themselves, and also Dave, your question or your comment was on the process itself, and that fact that I don't think we're adhering to this. So should we start? Maybe we can just start with one of the motions, or why don't we just go through the process, Dave, you want to state
yeah.
your concerns?
Well, so the point of it was, I think, to impose some this financial discipline so that we wouldn't go approving things before we knew how much money we were spending. And in the discussion, one of the things we wanted to be careful of was to not have this provision of doing the financial impact be an impediment to actually considering motions. So we didn't want somebody to say, okay, well, I want to propose that we do, you know, thus and such, and have somebody say, well, you can't do that because you have to do the financial impact first, and then whatever might be involved in that would delay even considering the issue. The question is, let's say that you say you're going to do something, like we're going to, have some initiative. Let's say we're going to bring all the business managers to a meeting, okay? And you say, yes, we want to do that. The way the motion's written, it has to be there has to be a financial impact accompanying the motion, and indicate the line item from which the funds come. So if somebody says, all right, I move that we do this, then what happens if the board says, okay, we want to act on this now? We want to say we want to do this. So the way we'll deal with it is we're going to say it shall not exceed more than X amount of dollars and it comes from X budget line, like the board, whatever the board expense budget line in the budget is. So there's a couple of issues. One is how much do you have left in that budget line? What's the implication if you go over it? If somebody says, okay, we'll, and they pick a number, and they say, okay, it's going to cost less than $20,000. Okay, we agree we'll spend $20,000. At what point do you say, yes, you can go ahead with it? Do you have to go through the process of getting the, what's the current status of that budget line, and how much is it really going to cost, and here the cost, and then you bring it back to the board, and then the board votes at that point to confirm what it said before? Or is it that once the board said, you know, let's do that, and it's got to cost less than this, and it comes from here, that discharges all the responsibility? One of the reasons it's a real issue is people sometimes use the provision to challenge things they don't like, or they'll want to, you know, finesse it for the things they do want moved. And if you're trying to hold the board to a consistent standard, it becomes very difficult. It becomes essentially politically impossible because it's a very hard thing to administer in a fair and consistent way, because there are times when, for example, you can't come back to the board. Let's take the example of this training that we're going to do. So you can't come. There was no time to come back to the board with the financial impact. So we said, okay, it's going to cost this much, and it's going to be from, I don't even think we specified funds. So I guess what I'm asking is, what is required for the board to consider something, and at what point has the board discharged its responsibilities under our existing motion? How do we need to clarify it? And I have no good answer for that. I'm sorry to be so long-winded.
Comments?
Questions?
Well, I can speak to how some organizations do it.
Let's kind of be, in terms of time, let's not spend.
Well, it's true. I agree with Dave that sometimes people will use the financial impact statement. I think the way we do it internally is that if a person wants to change, it's a budget change. Many times what you're talking about is a budget change. If it's not a budget change, then we don't have a problem. That is to say, we want to use the budget items from some items that's already budgeted, so we don't have a problem. It becomes a problem when there are no identified funds. I'll be happy to, at a board meeting, take on the responsibility of working with whoever proposes the motion to identify funds and costs, either before or after the motion is presented. That way, at least I get a chance to see what the impact is, and the person too is making the motion. So maybe perhaps be a directive to the CFO and the ED to look at the financial impacts and report to the board within a certain number of days after the motion goes through the board.
But so may I respond?
Sure, thanks.
So the issue would really be what happens if there's a problem. So let's say, okay, I move that we have bring the business managers to this meeting, that it should cost not more than $10,000, and it should come from the board expense line. And you go back and you say, okay, yep, we can do it for $10,000, but you know what? This puts you over the annual board expense budget by X amount. And so then what happens? Is it now put on hold? If the board has been clear that it wants this thing, you know, what's the implication that you have to have a special board meeting to go ahead and authorize it if it goes beyond that? For one thing, I think it would be very useful when the board is making motions that affect itself, like, for example, spending on its own needs. We should have an ongoing tally of what our budget for the year was and where we are. We should know that at all times. That will help. But if it's something like mandating, for example...
You need new accounting software.
No. That
we, oh, no, I have it
we,
in there.
We need to not have accounting software, clearly, in order to get this stuff up to date and rapidly. But When you do something like, for example, a national Spanish language program or any of the other national programming initiatives that we may take on, although, trust me, I'm not delighted with the board mandating specific programming, although in this case I'm glad it's happening. But when we do things like that, you know, what does it mean for the board to pass a motion in advance of that having